they have a, I guess, a large inventory of videos on YouTube that are utilizing content that they have.
Yeah.
So.
And they're pretty big.
I presume it might not be a bad idea to get one of those deals, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And who knows in the future anyway.
Sure.
Maybe it'll just be all, it'll just be AI, so. Who will know what belongs to who? Will anything belong to anyone? It'll like, it'll completely the other way around.
Yeah, dude, I've been listening to a lot of Kanye West remixes.
Yeah.
Just a lot of like rock songs, heavy metal songs, sweet loving songs.
Anything. What does it matter?
It's like this song, but with Kanye West.
The human is just so an instrument. Funny. The human becomes an instrument that anyone can play. And when I say the human becomes an instrument that anyone can play, I don't just mean, you know, making their voice say something. I mean, you can play them physically. You can have them do whatever act you want. Like in this future in which we have these, this level of tool.
Sure.
And where increasingly our method of communication is not in real life, but in these other spaces. You're the puppet master of playing the instrument of humans.
Yeah.
You or even the systems themselves once they become aware and all that crap.
And people are having fun with our memes.
What happened? Our
faces.
Really? What happened to us?
You want to see something funny?
Okay, sure.
Okay, I got to play this music, though. Hold on one second.
Here. What music is it? Oh, okay. Harry Potter, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Harry Potter Blends, yeah. We know
shout that. Shout out.
That is absolutely Balenciaga me. All smoothed out.
Yeah. Between H&M and Balenciaga. It your eyes don't look like you though. But your face does.
Yeah,
you look kind of Chinese.
No, yeah, but they Balenciaga'd me, which is like you can't pinpoint what you can't pinpoint the ethnicity. You know what I'm saying? It's like I don't know, it's like human.
Yeah.
That one looks kind of it's weird the variance on each one actually.
Uh-huh. Shout out Pat Johnson.
There's quite of a it's cool though.
It's cool, right?
And those too weak to see.
You got some cool outfits there, bud.
I mean,
just dead face.
Listen, if I really wanted to expand my horizons and take things to the next level, then those are the type of outfits I would need. I start dressing like that, and who knows, all the doors and gateways and Illuminati's and everything opens right up, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You just present yourself in that way.
It's more opportunity.
Yeah. Oh, did I try to remember if I watched something? I think I might have watched something pop cultural that is like, you'd be surprised that I actually watched it, but now I can't recall what it was. Never mind. I take it all back. Oh, no, it wasn't a watch. It wasn't a watch. I did a thing that you wanted me to do for ages.
You watched something that I recommended?
That's a testament to how good it is. I felt like I watched something. I actually played something. I played the new God of War Ragnarok.
Oh, you did?
See how proud and happy you are?
Yeah. I'm glad, man.
Mm-hmm. My kids thought it was really cool and were like,
bit graphic though, eh?
Oh yeah,
the killing.
Well,
stuff,
listen, at least the corpses kind of they vanish pretty quickly.
Yeah,
but yeah, there's an argument there. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry, they turn their head every time.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Every blood. Uh-huh. But I got in some battle. I was fighting Thor. It was unbelievable stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen all that.
I started playing it, for maybe half an hour. I didn't get too much into it.
So another story about that. I actually found and bought a PlayStation at Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like,
okay.
Oh, there's a PlayStation over there. And
they're available now.
And it was a deal with the game. And the kids were like, okay. Let's take a, because they play a lot of crap games. They play some good games, they play some crap games. I was like, this is a game, you're paying attention, we're going to do a story mode, we'll pass the controller back and forth.
There is an end to it.
There's a story. There's an up and a down.
It's not like multiplayer where it's just like infinitely playable, like thousands of hours.
There might be a lesson. There might be a lesson in there. Sure, you don't know. You don't know. There might be a lesson in there.
It's a great story.
And what's crazy about it is they start to look forward to the cutscenes. They're like, oh, sick, another cutscene. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's, you know, you have a beautiful looking game when you're not irritated by the cutscenes, but you're like engaged with it. So that was the experience. I don't know how far through I got. Like,
are you gonna finish?
Well, it's getting a little bit. Upgrade your weapons, and it's getting a little bit like that.
Okay.
And I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
No, I do. It's
it's like, oh, well, your shield is, you now have...
There's a little bit of grinding.
It's a grinding, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, there can't be, like, you know, no grinding.
There can't be no grinding, is what you say.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, there's a little grinding going on right now. So we got to overcome that step, and we will. Don't worry, we will. And the kid, I'm not that far along, and I'm not going to spoil anything, but I don't know how far along you are. The kid seems like he's hiding, like he's got some serious power. We just don't really know the full extent of it.
Sure. Yeah.
And I know that's like a classic kind of thing that would happen in a game like this, but so far I'm starting to sense that this kid, he's got another gear. He's going to put it in another gear at some point.
Yeah.
Right now he's just flinging these arrows and, but he knew all this stuff. And
he's still a child.
And it's like, well, I wish your mother would have told me all the stuff you got going on. And so I feel there's another gear, another level that we're going to hit here and figure some stuff out. But I did that. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to tell Will that I did this.
Well, yeah.
That I played a little bit of this game over here.
Okay. Well, so hopefully I did. You finish, and so you can tell me all about it.
It's not like I didn't watch Avatar or anything like that.
Yeah. One step at a time.
I also found another weird genre of videos on YouTube. Choose your own adventure videos. Very weird genre.
Okay.
That I don't really think anyone would go looking for, but my brother, who you know, is a weirdo, and sometimes kids like to play along. No, I meant it in the best way possible.
Okay.
My kids like to go down that route as well, and the family was together, and there's a game called Quest. I mean, there's some hilarious, goofy ones. Like, scroll back up a little bit. Just, whoa, down slowly. Something's going on with your scroll. It's glitchy. Right there. When you're bored in class, got like 500 views. We went through this. Choose your own. You know what? Just click. Let's give this guy a shout out. This is like a school project. Buena Film and TV. It's like a school project. So check this out, what happens here. Besides, 564 views. Look, he's on the floor right now. He goes. Sneaks out of class. Okay, wait and see what's going to happen here. Gets in the hallway over there. And then this is where you realize you're a part of something strange.
Uh-oh.
Where's your pass?
Run left, run right. Run right.
Which way to go?
Run right.
Hey! Oh. Is he in heaven?
What are you doing without a pass?
Huh?
I need to know. Why were you out in the hall without a pass? Huh? You gonna talk to me?
Tell the truth, tell a lie. Anyways, you get the idea. We're not gonna go through the whole thing, but there's these alternate pathways you can take, and they use the overlays for linking to other videos to essentially guide you down a storytelling path. This is like a school project. Some other group spent a little bit more maybe money or time, and it's called Quest, and they try to make a game inside of YouTube with Choose Your Own Adventure. Some of them are completely bogus and scams. That's Quest right there. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you can shout these guys out too. Click on it. I mean, it's not an easy undertaking because you have to do all these alternative stories.
Sure.
And link it, connect it all. You have all these unlisted links.
Mm.
You can turn it up now.
Okay.
He's going to explain something here. Just go to start, I guess. Yeah. And you can see this channel is a separate channel made just for this game. You see is how it says in the title, this isn't a channel. And you'll just happen upon these paths, and depending on what you click on, it'll take. Now this one, it looks like a few more people played. There's 45k views on this.
Gotcha.
Left and right, and then, but it just makes you think of the possibilities. Well, you can make an entire game inside of a video player.
That's pretty clever. And obviously, the link has to be unlisted in case someone checks out like the public.
It has to be unlisted as well because it may be suggested to you, and then you'll enter the game at the wrong moment.
Yeah, yeah.
The path always has to be controlled via the links at the end of videos, which take you to other unlisted places.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like consequences and different outcomes and things like that. There's obviously severe limitation, but it's not something I even knew people were attempting on YouTube, and I guess they have been for a couple years. Some of them are complete jokes.
Uh-huh.
And then others, they've taken a different type of crack at it, but I just thought it was weird, and interesting.
Shout out.
Well, when we were youngsters, there used to be an entire genre of books that were choose your own adventure. I don't know if you recall that.
Yeah, yeah. I know Goosebumps had one.
Choose your own adventure.
Yeah, you got to flip through the pages.
Go to page. If you decide to do this, go to page. This is like old school.
And then I die.
Yeah, it's like old fashioned video games. It's like video games before video games.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see there's a genre. Look at this one from 10 months ago. Make your survival choices. Zombie apocalypse, choose your own adventure. Like there's a few people take a crack at it, and it's interesting.
Yeah, you can gamify it.
Man, that guy really made it look like, click on that, really made it look like a video game.
Yeah.
With the color grading and stuff.
Netflix had something like that.
What was the Netflix one called?
Bandersnatch?
Yeah, Bandersnatch. I never engaged with that. Was that any good?
Or
you didn't either?
I didn't really like it.
Mm.
There were so many endings, which was nice. And it was creative.
But
I just think the story was a bit off.
Oh. I don't...
Maybe not for Black Mirror. I don't know.
Ugh, wow. I want to piss Will off. I never saw you get that aggressive before. Holy crap.
Dude, I think it's really creative.
But?
The story was just a bit
off. What, you got a lozenge going on over there?
There was something stuck in my teeth.
Oh, okay. I had that happen too.
I had tacos for breakfast.
Breakfast taco?
For some reason. I don't know why.
But was it an actual breakfast taco, like breakfast ingredients, or was it just tacos, regular tacos, but for breakfast?
It was regular tacos.
But for breakfast?
Yeah.
Wow, you're really living.
Something stuck in my tooth.
Living life on the edge there, Will.
Yeah.
Good for you. All right. You want to talk about Elon? That's your favorite subject, isn't it, Will?
I'm a fan.
You're a big Elon guy.
I'm a fan about talking to you.
Oh, actually, I did read about this on Twitter. This was
you heard about it.
It was weird. Yeah, it was. Elon Musk painted over the W on Twitter's sign at its San Francisco headquarters, changing it to Titter. I don't know. Maybe I don't know enough about this meme, but apparently, according to his tweet, they asked the landlord to change the sign. The landlord said, "We're not going to. You can't change it. It needs to remain painted."
Hmm.
And then they went up and they're like, "Well, it's still painted. We'll just paint the W white so we can." Troll, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
He said Twitter's landlord told the company the sign was legally required to read as Twitter, so we painted it the background color. Problem solved, Musk tweeted Sunday. Elon Musk appears to really want the sign outside Twitter's San Francisco headquarters to say Titter, and he was ready to have some paint work done to make it happen. That's what it looks like. It's not looking the most polished.
Mm-hmm.
Can you or anyone explain to me what is the Titter joke other than just the fact that it sounds funny? Is there something else to it? Is there any like reason? Okay, maybe I'm being too reasonable.
Maybe it's just a funny name.
Is that? I mean, it's possible. It's totally possible that that's all it is. I feel like
at least they don't have a reason here.
Maybe somebody in the chat can help me out here with this. I don't know. It must. I feel like with him, it's always like some old tweet from a thousand years ago where it's like, bet you won't do it. And he's like, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha. Look yeah. now, ha ha. Uh-huh. Sign says titter, ha ha.
That's know? What he would say.
Like, that's the, yeah, it's just a dork.
Maybe for this, it doesn't have to make sense. It's just kind of like a funny meme.
Taped over it. Is it that funny though? Is that cracking you up? That's the thing I don't get. Is are people laughing their ass off at this? Because
no, I don't, but for him to be in like the news cycle, I think it's necessary for him to just have these hijinks.
It's to consistently showcase that he's not the establishment, that he's different. That like
he can just change things on a whim.
That okay.
And everyone, the media could be talking about. We're talking about.
So could this be in order to illustrate a willingness to change? In order to illustrate a certain amount of chaotic nature in which like somehow innovation is bred? They're like, look, I'm not locked in, and I'm not saying it's conscious. I'm not locked into any established approach. Instead, I'm open to everything, even goofy, yeah. even goofy stuff. Look, I'm still goofy.
Unconventional?
Like plaid mode or fart mode on your Tesla or what, like uh-huh. any and all of these things that are completely unnecessary, but kind of.
And it's kind of like the ability of like, I can do it. Like, people don't want me to do it, but I can. That kind of mentality.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe somebody in the comments can give me something better. I don't know. I've yet to see any kind of more solid hypothesis on this other than because I can and or thinking that it's funny or whatever. Maybe it's a shot at. Maybe there's a feeling that something substantial needs to change for him to feel as though, you know, like you move into a new house and you got to like change the paint color or something. Mm-hmm. Like there's a new house, but it's an old house. Like someone was living there before. Do you know what I'm talking about right now? You got to put your stamp on it.
And to make it feel like you own it.
And it's not a whole new headquarters. Mm-hmm. You can change some rules. I mean, they were goofing around with the logo. They put the Doge. Is that still there? Is the Doge still there? They get rid of that. No, they got rid of it.
Hey? Yeah.
Yeah. That was for one day. So who knows? I don't know. He wants to make a change. It's the same as changing the Bluebird to Doge. I think maybe it's entertainment. Maybe it's you never know what's going to happen. Got to keep your eye on it.
Yeah. Just pay attention to Elon.
Here's the writer on Gizmodo says, I mean, I guess I don't find it that funny, but to each their own. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, titter means to laugh in a nervous, affected, or partly suppressed manner. However, considering Musk's track record with dumb jokes, Gizmodo believes it's highly unlikely the Twitter CEO wants us to take the word at face value. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Did you find it funny? Do you even care?
I couldn't really believe that somebody's out there on a ladder trying to cover the W. Like, I can't help but see the process and just wonder about like implementing
the logistics of someone being hired.
I need that W covered. Are you sure you want the W? It must be painted the same color as the background so you can't read it. So it seems like someone defaced it, but actually it's us who did it. Uh-huh. But, yeah. I don't know. Is it kind of like the pirate flag, the Steve Jobs pirate flag that used to be at HQ? It's like, we're not like you. We're crazy. We're wild.
Why can't they just remove the W.
Not allowed. The sign they has to read Twitter as, because when you sign a lease at this scale, there can be stipulations about what your signage allows for. Mm. And all of a sudden, like if you want to sublease it, or they put in stipulations in order to kind of hold you accountable to your original deal, including how you're going to use the sign, what the sign's going to say, mm-hmm. which in this case was supposed to read Twitter. It still reads Twitter technically. It's just the W is harder to see.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
Dude, if I was like a child, I would probably laugh at that.
How old would you
be? I would be more amused than I am now.
I don't know what age, though. 10?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe 10.
10 years old.
Maybe 15. So you're just knowing a little bit more about Twitter, maybe using it.
Appeal to the 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apple's Mac shipments fall more than 40%. Worse than major rivals. Apple Mac shipments fell 40.5% in the first quarter of 2023 compared to the same time the prior year. Apple's worldwide PC market share fell between the first quarter from 7.2% to 8.6%. What? That makes it sound like it went up, their market share. But I presume since they say it fell, the market share fell, it must have went from 8.6 to 7. Apple's worldwide PC market share fell between the first quarter of 2022 to the first quarter of 2023 from 7.2 to 8.6%, according to IDC data. The company shipped 2.8 million fewer devices year over year in the first quarter of 2023, and Mac revenue dipped 28.66% year over year. I mean, they've gone in here and created incredible machines, like really capable machines. But I've been thinking for a while that, hey, the last few generations of these things are maybe too capable for the average weight.
It might be a little too good.
That you don't, now you're really...
They over-upgraded.
Not feeling compelled to. And it's a laptop at the end of the day. The form factor, they haven't modified, although there's rumor that they might at some point. It's a laptop at the end of the day. With the phone, when you keep upgrading the phone, and I know even that is pretty soft at the moment as far as people feeling compelled to upgrade that. With the phone, it's like you go focus on, say, the camera or some piece of hardware which is identifiable as being new. But, like, how long does a MacBook look like a MacBook for? Mm-hmm. And then from a functional or external point of view, how has it really changed all that much? Mm. If you're not in it for the horsepower upgrade or some sort of display enhancement, these are more subtle upgrades. Mm-hmm. And once you get to one of these M chips and you're flying, what is your upgrade cycle going to look like? How frequently are you going to be updating this MacBook?
Yeah, I guess it would depend on the individual, but it would be way longer than a phone, right?
I think it would be, and I'd like to ask people in the audience if they do have a lap, if they do, Jesus, that cable is sensitive. Much more than usual.
Static?
I don't know. If you do have a laptop, how old is it? And how many years do you expect to hang on to a laptop in 2023? Because that's the type of thing that Apple's up against. And then on top of that, there's all the sort of macroeconomic things going on in the world and the fact that this is a pretty expensive purchase, mm-hmm. a laptop. And you might just be like, I'm going to wait on that one. Mm. It's possible too. Or it could have been supply chain and still related to COVID. I mean, there's a lot of factors here. Well,
sure.
Product designer Marcus Kane envisions what Apple's AR/VR headset could look like. This looks sort of like ski goggles almost, but like a little bit more slender.
With a little carrying pouch?
A sachet of sorts.
Yeah.
By the way, people are saying 5 years for a laptop, 8 years for a laptop. Oh, man, 6 years. So you can see how that goes, right? 8 to 10 years, people are hanging on to laptops. Well,
that makes sense.
So when you put it in those terms, that gets weird because you're like, you know, over the rest of your life, you might have 4 more laptops.
Oh.
That's not a lot of buying going on.
No.
For Apple. depending on who you are and what you do for a living and other factors. These kind of look like ski goggles. They look more lightweight. A lot of kind of fabric type textures wherever possible, although the power switch here looks, they've dreamed up something similar to what you have on your phone. There's a little pouch that goes beside, which looks like it's going to power the headset and transmit information. Mm. How's some of the other components so the thing that's on your face is lighter weight?
Yeah.
Which I can kind of get into because weight on your face, not exactly where you want it. If you've got, once it starts to get away from your face, that center of gravity, like everything changes and it feels so much heavier than it actually is with the neck. And your neck is just well set up for your head and not much else.
Yeah.
Maybe a helmet, a hat. In your case, you're holding up some glasses. They're very lightweight. Mm-hmm. These headphones, we chose them to use these because they're so lightweight.
Yes.
Because even me, I'm sensitive to heavy headphones like Apple's AirPods Max, which I would never use for an extended period of time because you're just so aware that they're there.
Okay. Yeah. And imagine, you know, with these, it's everything is housed in one compartment and it's just one wire. And then it could be in your back pocket. That's it. And then these could be just the lenses. That's it.
Yeah, it's okay, but you have this wire. And you're getting caught on things, and it's just
can't have everything.
I know, but like, look at what Meta did with the Quest product and removing the wire, and how
that's a game changer.
Oh, you know, there you go.
For sure.
Well, there you go.
For sure. But being then tethered, you get the weight and
just being tethered to anything. So I'm not sure that they're going to release this, but it's a cool idea nonetheless, and I like the textures and materials, and it's a nice little mock-up, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Here's some more.
No doubt.
Inside.
No doubt, Will.
Okay. Cool.
Walmart is going to sell the iPhone 5C. 5C. 5C.
Whoa. Remember those? They look like candy.
Such a throwback, man. That is pure nostalgia. Recent nostalgia. The iPhone 5C for $79 or an iPhone 5S for $189. That's a big gap.
Uh-huh.
With Apple's two new devices poised, his source retail chain unveils a discount with the standard 2-year contract. And are they going to be new or refurbished? Like, where are they getting these?
For $79, it has to be refurbished, no?
But why does it say Apple's two new devices poised to hit stores?
I don't know.
New? What are you talking about, new? The company announced Thursday it will sell the 16-gigabyte iPhone 5C for $79 or $20 off the full retail price. What retail? What are you talking about? Like, from when? Customers can pre-order the 5C starting Friday at their local Walmart store. Pre-orders will be filled. Is this part of the plan for Apple buying back all these old phones? Where, like, they go back to Apple HQ, they turn into a product that will then go to Walmart at a discounted rate?
And is this some sort of, like, environmental play? Recycling old devices?
Yeah, it's a good question.
It is interesting.
This is raising more questions than it is delivering answers. Uh-huh. Are you going back to manufacturing an ancient phone, or are you refurbishing? Is kind of a key component here. I would think it would be in the top line of the article, actually, if it was up to me.
Yeah.
Like, where are these coming from at this price? And yet, we have no answer on the topic. I'm sure it's refurbished. It's got to be. You're not going to have the demand here to set up an entire assembly line for it. But it is still, for a lot of people, that's all they need. And
yeah, maybe give an iPhone to, like, your teen or something for, like, $80.
Yeah, your teen's going to be pissed if you give them that, dude. Give your teen.
They'll be glad to have a
20-year-old iPhone. I mean, maybe they
their first phone.
I was thinking more on a senior citizen side, to be honest. They're comfortable with it. They used it for 5-6 years. They don't want to change at all.
Uh-huh.
And these things are bright. You can't lose them. You know, you put them down, they look like Skittles.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. I can't answer these. I need to know the backstory there. I need more information.
We'll look into it.
I need more information. It's all right. Crazy stuff. YouTube Music getting real-time lyrics on Android and iOS. Now, that is pretty cool. That's a lot like, remind me of that speaker that I did the short on, the lyric speaker.
Wait a second. This is
this is an article from 2013.
I don't know where this came from. This came from our sources.
What sources?
You know our sources. 2013.
Okay, so you got hacked.
No, no.
Click on that. Click on that. I knew that the way that was sounding didn't make any sense. Scroll down. You got hacked, dude. Keep scrolling. I was looking for if there was like an update on this article, which made it seem new. Oh, keep scrolling. Let's see the date there. April 3rd, 2023. What's that? It must be this article that popped up. And then it's been, they've gone ahead and popped another one on top of there. An old one to encourage you to spend more time. Like, that was a bizarre experience. Reading an article from 2013 as if it was 2023.
Uh-huh.
Was a very odd, like, I knew something was off about it. I was like, what are they talking about?
But why would they pull up this article?
I'm saying if the site is looking to keep you on there longer, that they would bring up a classic in front of a new one. I'm just guessing. It's some kind
even
of...
Even if it's like
look at the
years ago?
Look at the URL. Scroll to the very top. Look at the URL. Bizarre.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
Death. All right. I'm fired.
Yeah, that was an ugly one. Yeah. People are think it's funny, your sources. Who the hell are your sources? Your sources are ancient.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of... Somebody say your source is Joe Biden.
Makes sense. 2013.
Oh, man. You got hacked. You got hacked.
I didn't get hacked.
You got hacked. I'm telling you, it's a type of hack because I had to read it 2-3 times. And then all of a sudden the bounce rate on the site isn't there because I'm captivated. They know I'm reading the thing because it's not computing to me. I'm like, what? 5C? What are they doing? And I got to read the whole thing to see if they mention what they're doing. If you don't go straight to the date, you're dead. You're locked in.
Yeah.
It's a scam. I'm telling you, there's no reason for this article to be here right now.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Well, that's one for the books.
Yeah. Let's do an entire episode, except it's all news from 2013.
A time machine?
It's all news from 2013. And we're in 2023, and we address all of the 2013 news as if it's happening now.
Mm.
And it's like a way back. What is it called on Google? The Wayback Machine? Where you can look at a website. Yeah. From a certain date?
Time machine? I don't know.
I think it's called the Wayback.
Wayback?
Yeah.
You like the comments.
That's hilarious, Aaron. We're like, what is going on here, man? Lou's super later. Lou way later. Guys, I'm just getting around to this iPhone 5C news.
Mm-hmm.
Just finding out about this thing.
iPhone 14. What's that?
2013. And that wasn't even original 2013. It probably came out before that. This is like a decade. This news is more than a decade old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like you were a different person when this article was written.
Yeah. Yeah.
A different human.
Yeah.
Weird. Like those phones were already old when Walmart was getting it in 2013. So in other words, like we would be saying essentially the same thing about the story had we been broadcasting in 2013, because those devices are already like a year or two old at that moment. And we'd be saying, who's it for? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Yeah, it's a funky time.
Glitched out, man.
Yeah.
YouTube Music is getting real-time lyrics. This article posted April 7th, 2023.
Okay, we're back.
I don't know, are we?
I think so.
After hinting at the beginning, testing late last year on TVs, YouTube Music is starting to roll out real-time lyrics on Android and iOS. At the moment, YouTube Music offers static lyrics when you pull up the middle tab at the bottom of Now Playing. Live support dramatically increases the text size and spacing. Current line is highlighted in white. I feel like I actually used this. Or was I in Apple Music? I don't remember. But in a video recently, actually, when I was testing some headphones, maybe that's not even out yet. I can't remember. But anyway, I was playing the lyrics on the app. I think it was YouTube Music. And it's nice. It's scrolling. It's really visible. And it's kind of enhances the experience a little bit. So I'm into it. Especially rolling out on mobile. Is it as cool as the lyric speaker from that I posted the YouTube short on? Not really, because it's still small and it's not really a party atmosphere. But maybe if you had a tablet or something hooked up to a cool stereo and then you just had it in lyrics mode, you could have some ambience there.
Yeah, nice little feature.
Google Pixel 7a leak reveals new blue color. That's about as light of a blue as you can get. It doesn't get much lighter. You get lighter than that, the blue is completely gone.
Yeah.
Pixel 7a will likely be announced at Google I.O. next month. And except for the bezels, you'd have a hard time telling it apart from the Pixel 7. Yeah, it's true. It does look the same on the back. We're getting closer and closer to I.O. 2023. Looking like this year's event is going to come with new hardware in tow. Google is expected to announce its latest mid-tier phones, Pixel 7a. I kind of like these A devices only because it's affordable for people and latest software, a brand that a lot of people that are looking for an affordable phone are kind of comfortable with. And in this case, you've got a design that's pretty much flagship tier design because it's essentially the same as what you're getting on the Pixel 7. Although, as mentioned here, the display setup on the front's a little different with the fatter bezel and so on. However, it's funny they mention the company has a long history of sheer incompetence when it comes to containing leaks. Easy.
It's brutal.
Easy. Man, they kind of laughed about it. I don't know to what extent they even, are they trying as hard as other companies to hide it? Or maybe they're just a little more chill. I don't know. Or they're incompetent. All right, it's one or the other. But that word is, man, it's a pretty harsh word.
Yeah.
Incompetent. Pricing. Okay, Pixel 7 is on sale right now at $449 and the 6A is $299 on clearance. So what? How do you fit this price in here for the 7A?
Somewhere in the middle.
It might be really aggressive. There's not much room in the middle there. You're at $3 and you're at $450.
Mm-hmm.
At $350? Is that what you're suggesting?
$350, I guess. Yeah.
I think you're suggesting $350. Well, $349. Look at what's happened to the cost of phones, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about $349 for that right there, 2023. It's like the laptop story from before.
Yeah.
Do we need what we have? Should we be spending $2,000 on phones every year? I say every year, but it's because I'm making videos every year. So that is the cycle that the brand would love. I don't think any regular humans are doing that outside of the real enthusiastic bunch. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. $350, you got a fine phone. And you could get it every year if you want at $350.
Yeah.
Crazy. Tesla's hit with a class action lawsuit over alleged privacy intrusion. Well, you knew this was a matter of time. They say, they're looking at clips. They're sharing your clips. You're walking past your car naked or whatever the hell it was. And
yeah.
It's like, I smell an opportunity. Lawyer, just smell an opportunity, you know?
Band together.
Well, you just go, you want to sign on that one? You call up a couple. What are you thinking? And then next thing you know, got yourself a little class action on there. Lawsuit in the U.S. District Court in Northern District, California came after Reuters report on Thursday that groups of Tesla employees privately shared via an internal messaging system, sometimes highly invasive videos and images recorded by customers' car cameras between 2019 and 2022. Now, a lot of people said, hey, that's those people. That's not the company. That's those people working there. Every company can have some bad apples working there. You fire the people, you move along. Well, these lawyers see it a little differently. They say, no, you hired those people to be your responsibility. You check and balance the system. And then they go, cha-ching. Bling, bling. Money ain't a thing. Man, I just got a BET flashback from high school or something. What song am I thinking of? Is that
Money Ain't a Thing?
No. I combined songs. Money Ain't a Thing is Jermaine Dupri and Jay-Z, but they didn't know. Bling Bling was a different song. Deep South, it's like
Nelly?
No, Bling Bling. Who did Bling Bling? Yeah. Yeah, Bling Bling was a Hot Boys, Big Timers, BG. Oh, yeah, come on, yeah, man. Bling Bling. You can't give me any of that, can you?
No.
Can you give me like 2 seconds of it? I feel like you should be good at this by now. Give me like, okay. give me like 8 seconds of it. No, 6. 5 might work. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm good. I got it. Bling, bling. Yeah, I got it. No, I got it. 1999, I got it. Since we're taking time machines today, I combined Money and a Thing and Bling Bling because it's kind of a rhyming thing. And I don't know, was that 99? Those two videos might have come on one after another.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like they were close.
Ferraris and Jaguars switching 4 lanes with the top down, screaming out Money Ain't a Thing. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Like, you can't, man, you unlock it. You unlock it, don't you? It's crazy.
When it comes to songs.
You unlock it.
It kind of flows.
You kind of unlock it sometimes, man.
Can you finish the...
Wait, what, the whole thing? Hell no, that's the hook.
Yeah.
But if you were to, like, play it one time, I could probably get pieces of the verse and...
Okay.
You just need those keys to get you closer.
Yeah. Those keywords or phrases.
Different era, man. Tesla needs to be held accountable for these invasions and misrepresenting its lax privacy practices to him and other Tesla owners. This is the thing. They need the plaintiff. They got to go find the people they can put on the dotted line and then the lawyers can represent.
But these people, aren't they everyone?
Whoever wants to be, if it's a class action, yeah, whoever wants to be a part of it, who feels affected or whatever.
Well, good luck.
Legal. Legal lawyer. Porsche launches a clean e-fuel made from CO2, water, and wind energy. They're like, no, it's electric. We can do other stuff. A lot of companies are still working on these alternative fuel sources. In the meantime, everyone thinks there's some next nut to crack, and maybe it's even better. I don't mind it. Go check it out. E-fuels made from water and carbon dioxide using wind energy enabled the nearly CO2 neutral operation of petrol engines. Oh, existing engines. See, Porsche, with the history, they're like, how do you drive the classic car with the petrol into the future? We did it for a long time. We got all these classics. And then they're like, well, what if you could pour a fuel in there that nobody's mad about? In the presence of Chilean Energy Minister Diego Pardo, the Haru Oni pilot plant in Punta Arenas, Chile, was officially opened today with executives and dignitaries performing the ceremonial fueling of a Porsche 911 with the first synthetic fuel produced at the site. E-fuels made from water and carbon dioxide using wind energy enable the nearly CO2 neutral operation of petrol engines. The potential of e-fuels is huge. There are currently more than 1.3 billion vehicles with combustion engines worldwide. Not all of them 911s. Many of these will be on the roads for decades to come, and e-fuels offer the owners of existing cars a nearly carbon-neutral alternative. As a manufacturer of high-performance efficient engines, Porsche has a wide range of know-how in the field of fuels. So they're like a whole new fuel. But I don't know, how many wind turbines can you get going?
Yeah, they would probably have to build a lot more.
If everybody's like, okay, yeah.
Let's adopt this e-fuel.
I see your e-fuel.
Uh-huh.
I see what you're doing. I'll take it. I'll take all of it. And they're like, slow down.
Mr. Porsche.
Slow down.
We're working on it. Yeah. I guess for them, like Porsche, the company who has like a high caliber to produce things, for them to actually create this fuel, I depend on them than any other.
Immersive Beats other in the comments says, just take a dump in the tank.
Okay, that might work.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
So that's what they. That's another option, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that's going to do for your 911, but. Tesla announces big plans for cheaper iron-based batteries. Like, forget about that lithium stuff. It's too hard.
Uh-huh.
Too pricey. Think about the low cost of iron comparatively. Reuters reported Tesla's CEO Elon Musk is a big proponent of lithium iron phosphate, LFP. LFP. Vast majority of the heavy lifting for electrification will be iron-based cells. Russia. That's a totally unrelated image. Tesla currently uses nickel-based batteries, which allow vehicles such as the company's semi-electric trucks to go 500 miles on a single charge. Model 3 Model Y vehicles also use nickel-based batteries, which have a capacity of 75 kilowatt hours, as opposed to LFP batteries, which will be able to hold 53 kilowatt hours. Chinese suppliers dominate the LFP industry, and getting those suppliers to build factories in the U.S. could be a challenge given heightened political tensions between the U.S. and China. On Wednesday, Tesla released the Master Plan Part 3. On Wednesday? Uh-oh. What's the date of this article, Will? You're getting hacked again. You're getting hacked. April 9th, okay. Never mind.
Easy there, bud.
Well, Wednesday, Master Plan Part 3 on Wednesday? What? Wednesday of what?
This
past Wednesday? Was it?
Last week.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. All right. Man, I don't know what's what anymore, Will.
You're playing God of War.
What year are we in? Remember the other iPhone.
My sources.
When I was younger, there were many colors of iPhones at Walmart. What's Walmart, Granddad? Before the AIs, before the time of the AIs, there were stores.
Yeah.
And colorful phones from other years for $79. Shut up, Grandpa.
That's not nice.
Oh, baby. All right. A dramatic new EPA rule will force up to 60% of new U.S. car sales to be EVs in just 7 years. Man, they're just going so hard on it. Just so hard on it with all these rules and stuff. And for guys like us, we can look at it and be like, all right, fine, we have an electric car, who cares? But imagine you have like a fleet, or imagine it's work related and you have to upgrade like, I don't know, dozens, if not 100 units. Uh-huh. And you're sitting there like, man,
just scratching your head.
Ease up. I'm not ready to go on this. And like rules. EPA just flexing hard.
Mm-hmm.
60% of new U.S. car sales to be EVs in just 7 years. I think they're going to go slower on like work vehicles and trucks and so forth, as opposed to just passenger vehicles. Although in this image, for whatever reason, they've selected a Ford F-150 Lightning, expected to make a groundbreaking announcement this week that will make the majority of new U.S. car sales EVs by 2032. According to a breaking New York Times. What happens when... I don't mind having both on the road.
For a time.
Multiple fuel sources. I remember that big... when we had a big blackout over there. And what's funny about it is... and I don't remember... I mean, I've probably talked about this on this show before, but the hard thing to get was gas. Big blackout. Obviously, you're not charging your car, but you also couldn't get gas. The pumps were all screwed up. There were fights breaking out. And I'm talking a big blackout, like a week long, whatever it was. I don't know if anyone remembers this. This is like a long time ago at this point.
Yeah.
Back when you buy colorful iPhones. Back in my day.
Definitely before 2013, right?
2003, dude. That's crazy. It wasn't Toronto. I mean, it was the whole Northeast.
Yeah.
It was, you can see the 2003 one, yeah, right here. It was a huge, huge region in New York City, and full power was restored to New York City and Toronto on August 16th, and it went out on August Well, 14. So it was only really
2 days. Yeah, it wasn't.
It wasn't a week.
That long.
Felt like a week. It depended where you were as well. Sure. There was a lot going on. According to the New York Independent System Operator for managing the New York State power grid, a 3,500 megawatt power surge towards Ontario affected the transmission grid. Wow, you imagine this stuff rolling in. You're like, I'm trying to the grid. So, yeah. I can't fix it. To like, what? It's like every emergency catastrophic movie that's ever been made, the initial warning signs come in. It's like, beep, 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 beep. And then the guy looks, I think he's like,
it's all tension.
He's like, yeah. And they're like, that's no problem. That's just the emergency. Just click the switch on the left. And the guy's like, I tried that already. No, I'm doing the trailer right now. They don't. Do they make those movies anymore, Will? Do they do that anymore with those
Probably,
movies?
Probably a Michael Bay film.
They don't do those anymore. No? Like, hey, I don't know if they do. They make those movies where everything is ending. Like, everything. Tom Cruise, he was in one of those.
Yeah.
Everything was ending.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
And then the day after...
War of the Worlds.
Yeah, War of the Worlds is what it was.
Yeah.
But there was also a day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Also Armageddon.
Armageddon. Were things ending in Armageddon? How close did they get to ending in Armageddon?
It was pretty close, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, because you had the song going on there. I
don't wanna go there. Yeah, Aerosmith.
I miss you, baby.
Steven Tyler.
And what do they got to do? They're jumping on the rock.
Dude, I actually watched this like 3 weeks ago.
They're jumping on the rock. They're like, we're going to land on the rock. We're going to jump on the rock.
Hey, it's a great film. Okay. It's so fun.
All right, my bad, man. Yeah.
No, I mean.
Oh, my bad, dude.
Everyone has their opinions. I'm going to fall
asleep without me, baby. Yeah. All right. EPA, yeah. EPA.
7 years.
Yeah, EPA. Oh, Slumdog Billionaires. It's time for Willy Doo's AI of the day. AI images of the day. Choo, 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 choo. This is from AI artist Gokul Pillai, creating portraits of the world's richest men as imagined as the poorest. He used Midjourney, of course, and we're all aware of how that goes. So the first one we get here is Donald Trump. In the slums here and looking a little more thin, still very tanned. Got no shortage of the makeup over there or whatever it is that he's doing.
I like the filter. It's got like a old photograph feel.
Grain. It's got grain, yeah. Film grain. The hairstyle and
it's too groomed.
It's not slummy enough.
It needs some dirt.
Let's go.
Oil.
Let's go, Midjourney. We got to up the slum aspect of it. Here we got Bill Gates, also in a slum.
They still look pretty clean.
It's the hair. It's not dirty enough,
the
right?
The shirt?
What do
not
we need?
Enough
we,
rips.
We need more dirt. Add dirt plus dirt.
Yeah,
we
rips.
Need dirt, scuffs.
A couple poo marks.
I wonder, why does Trump look miserable and Gates looks happy? That's I don't know what kind of conspiracy you can give me on that.
Yeah.
Midjourney paints Gates happy and Trump mad. Therefore, Midjourney conspiracy theory, farmland purchases, pharmaceuticals.
It's all connected.
Whoa, Zuckerberg looks better than ever. Is that Zuckerberg poor? Like, he should consider becoming poor because he looks like he's part of a Balenciaga ad over here. Yes, he's looking great there. He looks,
younger.
Are you for nuts? Some reason. He looks sharp over there with the tan shirt. He's like Yeezy, looking like he's in a Yeezy fashion show with the tan.
He's definitely more tan.
No, the color of the shirt, I'm saying.
Like, okay.
That kind of off-white type color. I know he's got a little dirt spot, but like the guy got pecs going on. He's lifting out there. He looks way better poor. He should consider it.
Okay.
He looks the same.
He looks the same.
Exactly the same. Warren Buffett looks exactly the same. I think he even wears that shirt, so.
Uh-huh.
Is that Bezos? Get out of here. Bezos. That's not even close to, like, Bezos completely changed everything. Like, what, other than being bald, what the hell else is, what's Bezos really, about
his
that?
His eyes.
Eyes? Nose?
Yeah.
Mouth? What? Eyebrows? Will, that's a disaster.
Maybe there's less images to train.
Bezos images? Are you nuts?
Compared to Trump or
Gates, I don't know. Bezos is out there. He's on the yacht and everything. Got the new wife going on.
And Elon just looks like Elon.
Yeah, Elon just looks like Elon.
This is a giant
blood stain.
Murder.
They're like Elon can look exactly the same, but just make sure there's a big blood stain. Because if he was in the slums, he'd be like,
yeah,
just wiping people out. Apparently, it's news to me.
Yeah. Well, good job.
Mid-Journey.
It's fun.
Mid-Journey. Highly important Chinese bowl fetches over $25 million at auction. $25 million for a bowl?
$25 million.
Would you put some Fruit Loops in there or no?
Yeah, you know, some grapes and stuff.
Oh, baby. Damn, dude, that's a risky move. What is it? It's got a fancy, what is it?
This is it.
What is it, 300 years old, 400 years old? What is it?
It's from a dynasty.
It's a dynasty. I'll really tell you important. What, that looking like a dynasty to me. 4.5 inches in diameter, 25 milli, produced during the time of Yongzheng Emperor, who ruled China 1722. 1722, well, what are we talking there? 300. Yeah, I mean, listen, man, it's in great shape. Look at it. This stuff can last, I guess, if you take care of it. It looks mint.
Uh-huh.
But also so fragile. I think that makes it even more collectible. Like, on one end, you got the NFT.
Mm.
And then on the other end, you got this. Or you got, like, the card with the bent corner.
Survived war.
It's the thing of the object itself.
Uh-huh.
Has been sustained. It's been protected. Like, it must have been protected.
Of course, yeah.
So you're imagining all that time and energy and thought. Or you know what's even crazier? Sometimes when they get a find like this and it was just in a box and people forgot about it. But then that acted as a capsule.
It's preserved really well. I mean, the color is still there.
Looks great.
And the bowl looks perfect. Dude, I started making a bowl, like shaping it out of clay, like 2 weeks ago. It's hard, man. You know? And I'm going to be painting it soon. I got to put it in the kiln. It's a little project. No, don't do that.
You can't just come on a show like this.
It was like one of those activities.
With a community like this, with a relationship like this, you can't come in there and just...
Well, I feel like a lot of people have done this before.
No.
Pottery?
No. You can't come in there with a personal detail like that and not give people the comprehensive...
I try to slide it in there.
No.
Now I'm front row.
No.
Presenting now.
You got to give the people the comprehensive understanding what goes on a day in the life.
No, it's just like a fun thing that we did.
We?
Like a date kind of thing.
We?
Yeah. Me and my girlfriend. And
you guys, what do you think it is? Is like that movie where you guys are doing the pottery?
Oh, like Ghost?
Romance? Is that what it was?
No, we didn't do that. We did our own little cup slash bowl. And I got to tell you, it's really difficult.
So you're shaping?
To shape, yeah.
You're shaping.
A lot of fingers everywhere.
Easy.
I don't know what to do.
Wow.
And I had three chances to make three bowls.
You never cease to amaze. The people, they don't know what to expect from
man,
you.
Yeah.
No, they don't know what to expect from you.
Well, I mean, a lot of people have done this.
They call
I'm not
you,
the only one who's made bowls before.
No, you are. And they call you Willie okay. Potter now. You're Willie Potter.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you knew that. That's what it is. So you guys were doing the romance, and you're over there, and you're shaping the pots. Like, what is your life even like, Will? This is shocking stuff. No, this is not normal. This is shocking stuff.
It's like a casual Friday.
No, no.
I do stuff outside of rock climbing.
This is a revelation.
No.
Oh, yeah. So what kind of paint are you putting on there?
I don't know yet. I guess acrylic. Is that what you're asking?
What color? What color?
I haven't figured out the.
Is it a mug
pattern,
or is it a bowl? Is it more of a bowl or more of a mug?
It looks exactly like this, actually.
Oh, you're going for 25 mil.
Yeah, but definitely.
But isn't that stuff all hand painted on there?
Yeah, we're gonna have to do that.
I think you should do a replica of this right here.
Maybe I should try it.
A perfect replica.
This actually looks really nice.
Of Yongzheng's Ming Dynasty.
Yeah.
25 millis. Here, the bowl depicts two swallows, a blooming apricot tree, and a willow. The design, you know what?
Huh?
You just don't even tell your girlfriend about this, and you're just like, my bowl will have two swallows, an apricot tree, and just play it off like...
Okay.
What a high level design is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And don't worry, she'll never watch this.
Okay. Well,
so she won't know what's going on. And you play it off, and then you present this over here, and then it's just a coincidence that your taste was similar to the $25 million bowl.
What do you know?
What a surprise.
Yeah.
It's also got an apricot tree. What are the chances? Apricot.
Who would have thunk?
Yeah.
Well, congrats. I mean, whoever bought it, it must be pretty happy with their purchase. Maybe they're just waiting for some sort of investment, like just holding on to it.
I mean, the pottery stuff is crazy. I like it when it's fragile. You collect the thing that's the whole point of it. It's fragile.
Yeah.
Whether it's the collectible card or if it's the pottery... Or if it's even a painting for that matter.
Yeah,
you see the way they try to preserve those things, and it's like one of one. When it's done by hand, it's one of one because we are not machines. It's going to continue to have value in this machine world that we're entering into here, where everything is generated, and then you got Willy Doo's apricots, and I'm paying for that. Mm. That's what I want to collect.
But seeing that this is just a bowl... Do you think it's worth 25 mil?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just standing the test of time?
Okay. Easy. Easy.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
You'd pay more?
Oh, yeah. Double. Oh, did I send this to you?
I think so.
Oh, okay. So you...
This is the last one.
Let me tell you something, you guys. You got it all wrong. All these years, you had 7-Eleven wrong. You entered the store. You thought you knew what you needed to know. You grabbed what you needed to grab, but you had it wrong all along. Even you will.
Definitely.
And what you got wrong has to do with the 7-Eleven logo. Now, I don't know if you read this article or not. Did you, Will?
No.
Okay, perfect.
I was reading 2013 articles.
Okay, apparently. Yeah, you're doing deep dive research on what's hitting the store shelves in 2013 in Walmart.
Yeah, I'm on it.
And people need to be prepared for when they travel back in time. Oh. All right, so... This image you're looking at is the front of a 7-Eleven in where is that? Is that what are those characters back there? What is this?
This looks like Korea.
That looks like Korea, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So that's a 7-Eleven in Korea. But the logo, you may not really look at it. Now, what I want you to do is stare at that logo and tell me what you never noticed about it and why you've had it all wrong from the beginning.
Okay. Well, I just want to say I'm not too sure if it's Korean. It might have been.
Well,
but
that's why
these characters are Chinese.
Well, that's why you said it and I didn't.
Okay. I feel like those. Okay. Anyways, I'm just.
Oh, you're dead. You're dead, dude, and I love it. You're dead, and I'm not.
What's different?
No. What have you never noticed about this logo? What have you never noticed? What it is? What's going on? What have you never noticed about this logo?
Well, I know that this logo has always stuck with me. The seven.
It's a good logo.
Number and
no. Don't get me wrong. It's a good logo.
The border is different, I would say.
I mean, now that we're examining it, it kind of looks like a cup, maybe?
It does look like a cup, like a Slurpee cup.
It kind of looks like a cup. It could be a coffee cup as well. But what is there that you've never noticed?
For me?
And by the way, people are mad at you because it's Japan. So you better get your act together.
Okay. Yeah, these are kanji. I know that.
Well, they're mad at you.
Okay.
You said Korea.
Well, yeah,
you said Korea.
I take all the blame.
You said Korea, which to me was completely out of line. To me.
Yeah. Okay. I take all of it. Is it the little dip here?
Where are you looking? That is That's a weird dip, isn't it? It's like because a upside down propane can or something.
Yeah, you have padding on the left, right, and top, but not the bottom. Am I getting scolded?
What it is that the word 11, every letter is a capital except for the N.
Oh, yeah, you're
the
right.
The N is lowercase. What the hell is going on there?
Yeah.
Apparently, this is all on purpose.
Okay.
And what happened was, now it has gone through some iterations, and it's amazing how comfortable you can become with something where you're so used to seeing it that it wouldn't even cross your mind. And also just the way the block letter is the same size, your brain doesn't even really register it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
As being a lowercase n. But anyway, apparently, at one point, the initial proposal was all caps with a capital N.
Okay.
However, I guess it was the wife of the founder who had a little input, thought that it looked too harsh with the capital N.
Oh.
Too harsh, too aggressive.
Is there another logo for it? With the capital
N? You might be able to look through there if there's any relic. I don't know that they ever used it. So scroll down a little bit. Oh,
okay.
Scroll down a little bit there. I just want to make sure I have the story correct.
Wow, 55 years.
Peculiarity in the logo. Scroll down further. Right here. In response to the, it turns out he wasn't alone in not noticing. One more added. According to 7-Eleven spokesperson, the retailer likely designed its logo with a lowercase n on purpose, believing it looks nicer to the eye. It was reported that the wife of former president, Joe C. Thompson, so not founder, former president, thought a capitalized N was too harsh and therefore convinced her husband to swap it out with the lowercase letter for the 1968 redesign. Unsung hero. Not only does it change the appearance and make it softer, it makes it more distinctive. Because you know no one else is doing that.
Yeah. And so, it's personalized.
So there you have it, man. And now you'll never not see it. When you see it, you'll be like lowercase n.
That's fun.
You can see some people try to reimagine the logo over the years, but I don't know that it ever. It would have to be before 1968 because that's how long they're saying it had the lowercase. These are redesigns. These are kind of like fan logos. These other ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, you go.
There it is. Oh yeah, it does look pretty harsh.
It looks harsh
because it looks so thick.
You know what it looks like? It looks like a gas station all of a sudden. Instead of a convenience store. To me. I don't know why. So, listen, you never know what you're going to... You never know what you don't know.
Well, yeah. Especially on this show.
You never know what you don't know.
Yeah.
Until you know what you know.
Okay.
And you no longer don't know. What you know. Well, you don't know what you know, and you don't know what you don't know.
This has been one weird show. I gotta say.
Thank you very much, everybody, for joining here today. And who will never look at 7-Eleven the same way. I think that if the story is true, she improved the design.
For sure.
And probably a big huge portion of the success is because of that one simple decision. And I don't think companies do it often enough. Like, they might be thinking, you're crazy. I can't put one lawyer. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, for you 55
can.
Years.
You can do it. And it's been done. And if anyone tells you you can't do it, just point to 7-Eleven and be like, you can do it. Now, I want you to just go down a little bit there and click on a little lower. Click that right there. 7-Eleven logo. It looks like, no, the variations. The portrait image in the middle.
Up. This one?
No. This left. One? This one? There you go. Okay. Here we go. It looks like this has some years on it. So they did try to change it.
Yeah.
At one moment there. And you can see there's the Capitol, 1960, from the beginning, 1927, up until 68, you had the big N, the capital N. It was switched in 68, and then it stuck 68 to 2004, and then it's just slight tweaks up until now. Crazy, right, crazy, crazy stuff.
Okay.
Wow. What an old brand. It's wild they've been doing it. And then they had such amazing international success.
Yeah.
Cool. History of 7-Eleven. All right. Yeah. Thank you to everybody once again. That's Monday. I don't mind Monday. Monday's a good day. Thank you for all the super chats. Thank you. I think Lonely Loner sent a super chat. Thank you for all the other chats. And everybody who participates in the show in any way that you do, including those that join us live every single time. We had a poll today. Are you scared of AI? 60% said no. 39% said yes. Elon Musk says later, Lou. We say later to you. And we'll catch you extremely soon on the next episode. Later.